Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Yeah, my name is... Good evening, sir. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Sir, we're just talking to people today about issues facing us all, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind to your opinion? I'll be brief. Are you registered to vote in San Patricio County?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Sir, are you or is there anyone in your household, employee on the news media, a market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with a political campaigns? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And thinking about the past November general elections for a moment, so which party candidate have you tended to vote for most often? The Democrat?
Democrat.
The Republican? The Democrat?
Democrat.
Thank you. Moving on. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me just the year where you were born, please?
65.
Thank you. And it's a pleasure talking to you. Now, moving on. Okay. Have you seen, read, or heard anything recently about the building of the ammonia plant in or near the Ingleside? Yes or no? Have you heard anything about the ammonia plant that they're trying to build?
Just a little bit on Facebook. Somebody put something on there.
Oh, I understood. Yeah, that was the next question. So have you seen, read, or heard about this from attending the meeting? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Talking with family or friends? Yes or no?
No.
A website you found?
Facebook.
Okay. A report on television? No.
No.
Okay. Something that you heard on the radio? No.
No.
Okay, you say Facebook, right? And news sites or articles on the internet, yes or no?
No.
Okay, a report on the newspaper, yes or no? Okay. And thanks,
no.
I know you say just Facebook, but I'm required to read verbatim, and that's the reason I needed to read them all. But moving along real quick, sir, on your own words, can you please tell me what have you seen, read, or heard recently about the proposed ammonium plan? It's just on your own words, if you can recall. What is it that you heard, seen, or read?
Not much. I just remember that maybe somebody mentioned it. I didn't pay attention to it.
Okay, so not much that you remember?
Not much.
Okay, thank you. Just that they were going to build an ammonium plan. That's all you can remember, right?
Yeah, just like a headline or something.
Oh, okay, I understand. I like the headlines. Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, moving on. Okay. Sir, has what you have seen, read, or heard, you know, just the headline, I know, is that giving you a more negative view or more positive view of the proposed ammonium plant? Or it makes no difference?
I mean, in my thoughts, I'd probably be negative against it because I don't know if they don't.
Negative.
Just from past, you know, experiences with stuff usually come in and mess stuff up.
I understood, and I'm glad you're sharing that, okay? We're going to move in little by little. But first, I would like you to read the names of several individuals or groups. For each one, can you please tell me, sir, whether you have heard that person or group? And if so, whether you have a positive or negative impression of them. And if you do not recognize the name, just let me know so we can move on, okay? Now, here's the first one. Jarrah. Have you heard of them?
No.
No? Okay. Enbridge organization?
No.
Yeah? Okay. Port or Corpus Christi? In general, to the best of your knowledge. Do you have an opinion about the Port or Corpus Christi?
No. I know they exist. No opinion.
No opinion. Okay. Now, Flint Hills Resources. Recognize the name?
No.
Okay. And Project Garan. Recognize that?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
And Nueces County Green Ammonia. Have you heard of them?
No.
Okay. And Valero. Anything comes to mind? Or positive, negative?
I don't know. Positive.
No opinion? Positive somewhat or strong positive?
Positive. Just positive.
Okay. Now, Oxy Energy Corporation. Do you hear of them? Have you heard
no.
of them? No. Okay. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, real quick, would you favor or oppose the construction of the ammonia plant an export facility located at the southern edge of Ingleside? Yes or no?
Would I have to find out. I'd have to find out more about it.
And we're going to talk a little bit more about it as we move along. So right now, how should I record your answer? Depends. Other? Unsure?
Undecided.
Undecided. Okay. Okay, let's move on. Now, can you please tell me if each of the following items of information makes you strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly oppose the construction of an ammonia plant and export facility at the South Park of Ingleside? Yeah, here's the first one. Now, this is information that you're going to be hearing about the construction, okay? Now, the proposed ammonia plant and export facility will be located within the existing Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center at the south tip of Ingleside. Now, after hearing that information, will that make you favor or oppose the construction of the ammonia plant and export facility?
Unfavorable.
Okay. Strongly opposed to that construction or somewhat opposed?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now, ammonia is the second most manufactured chemical globally, and one of the two project partners, JERA, has over 100 years of experience and an excellent safety record and extensive knowledge of the entire production process. Now, after hearing that information, will that make you favor or oppose the construction of that?
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now, a partner in the proposed ammonia plant, Enbridge, has a large-scale infrastructure development expertise with world-class deep water docks and expert capabilities at the Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center. Same question, same options. They want to know if you hear this information, will make you change your mind. Will you oppose or support the construction of the ammonia plant?
Somewhat opposed.
Okay. Now, the produced ammonia will be loaded directly into ships docked right at the facility. Therefore, the produced ammonia will remain on commercial and industrial property away from residents. And then it is a chip. Same question. Support or oppose?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed. And the proposed facility will generate millions of dollars each year in property tax revenues to help with road improvements, pay teacher salaries, maintain school buildings, and fund a host of other county services. After hearing that information, will that make you favor or oppose the construction?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable, okay. And ammonia production is one of the safest and most efficient industries in the world. This plan will include the latest state-of-the-art safety and production technology. Same question, same options.
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed. And Enbridge and JERA will partner to invest in programs to support environmental stewardship and conservation, and work closely with local communities to promote shared environmental values and priorities. Same question. After hearing that information, will that make you support or oppose?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Okay. Now, opponents say the proposed location of the ammonia facility will negatively impact community members' lives. Do you support after hearing that or oppose?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed. And in addition to paying property taxes on the proposed facility, both JERA and Enbridge will pay sales and use tax, corporate income tax, and other taxes, including payroll tax, fuel tax, and excise tax. Same question. Opposed, support, neutral,
somewhat opposed. Somewhat
yes, sir. Okay. Now, the ammonia produced by the facility will be exported to Europe and other countries for the energy needs, since ammonia is a fuel source that reduces emissions that will otherwise come from coal plants. Support, oppose?
somewhat approve.
Somewhat in favor of that construction? Okay. Right. Now, opponents say the proposed ammonia facility will increase shipping traffic in the bay, and it will, and this will mean more erosion as well as damage to the aquatic ecosystem. After hearing that information, will that make you favor or oppose the construction of the ammonium plant?
Opposed.
Somewhat? Oh, strongly.
Strongly.
Okay. And plant personnel and the first responders will be properly trained and equipped with the materials and resources necessary to respond to the unlikely event that there is an incident at the proposed facility. Strongly favor, strongly favor.
Strongly opposed.
Strongly opposed the construction. Okay. Now, opponents say the proposed ammonia facility will require too much water and jeopardize the amount of water available to Ingleside residents. After hearing that.
Strongly opposed.
Now, consumers frequently use ammonia-based products found on everyday household items such as glass cleaners, disinfectant aerosol sprays, surface and carpet cleaners, and pet stain removers. So, would you oppose, support, neutral?
Strongly opposed.
Strongly opposed. And the low carbon ammonia production from the proposed facility would remove 95% of the carbon dioxide from the ammonia manufacturing process, thus creating a nearly carbon-free fuel source. Strongly favor, somewhat opposed, strongly opposed, neutral or unsure, other construction.
Neutral.
Okay.
And how many more?
Just one more minute so I can use all the ones you already answered. Approximately 95% of the carbon dioxide generated from the ammonia facility will be captured, sequestered, and then transported via pipeline to permanent underground storage approximately 25 miles south of San Patricio County. Now, support, oppose, neutral,
strongly opposed.
And the proposed facility will generate roughly 4,000 jobs at the peak of the construction and at least 100 permanent jobs once the facility is in service. What's your opinion?
Strongly opposed.
Now, Enbridge conducts all monitoring required by its permits, which are written to ensure that all significant potential emissions are within the acceptable range tracked and known by the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality and reported at least semi-annually and reports made available to the public. After hearing that, will you support or oppose the construction?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed. I appreciate your patience on the line, believe me, sir. Now, would you favor or oppose the construction of the ammonia plant and export facility located at the southern edge of Ingleside? Favor strongly, favor somewhat, oppose somewhat, or oppose strongly?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed. And, sir, in your own words, can you please tell me one or two things why you oppose the proposed ammonia plant and export facility? Just one or two things on your own words.
Messing with the aquatic and nature, the water around our Ingleside and Moran's Path, and then also don't trust big corporations. They can have mistakes, no matter how secure it is, how safe they are. Things can happen. They're run by humans, and there's always a chance of a mistake and danger.
Okay, thank you, Sharon. Very kind for sharing that. So your concern is the environment and the mistakes that can be made, human errors. Now, just a few more questions just to make sure we have it represented as simple. Do you consider yourself to be a Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central Latin American? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. And that is your main race Anglo, African American, Asian, or some other race?
Mexican.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Can I record Latino so we can move on?
Sure.
Do you own or rent your place of residence?
Own.
And which of the following best describes your current type or most recent type of employment, energy, chemical, government, education, farming, fishing, self-employed, and own a business, clerical, retail, construction, manufacturing, professionals such as law or medicine, or white-collar management?
White-collar management.
Thank you. And, sir, do you have an X account, yes or no?
You have a what?
X account. They used to call Twitter.
No.
Okay. And do you have a Facebook account, yes or no?
Yes.
And do you have an Instagram account, yes or no?
Yes.
And do you watch the nightly local news for or more days for weeks, yes or no?
No.
Okay. And do you read the English Sign Index on a weekly basis, yes or no?
No.
And do you read the Corpus Christi Color Times on a daily basis, yes or no?
No.
Okay. And do you have any children under the age of 19 who reside with you full or part-time? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you, sir. Very kind for taking the time to help me. This concludes the survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.